wants filed. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. The legal team for former President Trump has filed legal documents after the Justice Department filing about the search of the former president's Mar-a-Lago home.
Trump's attorneys downplaying the federal government's concerns about the discovery of classified materials at his Florida home, telling a federal judge in a new filing there was, quote, no cause for alarm. The Department of Justice urged the judge not to honor Trump's request for a special master to review the documents.
Fox's Bill Melugin. The White House again said today President Biden is not being kept informed of the Trump investigation. Mary Peltola has won the special election for Alaska's only U.S. House seat.
The Democrat, a former state lawmaker, becomes the first Native American woman to represent the state in Congress. She will finish the remainder of late GOP Representative Don Young's term and face re-election for a full two-year term on November 8th. The race coming down to the wire between Peltola and former Alaska governor and GOP vice presidential nominee Sarah Palin. Peltola saying, "We built a great deal of momentum in a short time," adding, "I plan to continue introducing myself to Alaskans and working to earn their trust."
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. A group of U.N. nuclear inspectors are now in Ukraine to examine a nuclear power plant that's under Russian control.
The International Atomic Energy Agency has arrived in Zaporizhia for a dangerous mission that's never been done before. Director General Rafael Grossi telling Fox the IAEA has received Russia's word they'll be safe. At the same time, shelling persists outside the plant. The agency says the technical work of securing the site begins Thursday. The nuclear watchdogs even plan to set up a permanent base over concerns of a nuclear disaster.
Fox's Alex Hogan in Kyiv. Serena Williams advances in the second round of the U.S. Open, defeating number two seed Annette Kontaveit. America is listening to Fox News.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Florida is now suing the U.S. government, claiming the Biden administration is stopping the state from importing lower-cost medicine.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is now suing the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, claiming they've taken too long to either approve or deny the state's plan to import Canadian prescription drugs, hoping to lower costs in the state.
After 630 days, you know, we still sit here waiting for an answer. And so it's our view that we've waited long enough.
DeSantis speaking in the city of Lakeland, Florida. He wants a federal judge to make the FDA approve the measure, which the state claims could save $150 million. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
A car manufacturer has announced a new recall.
Ford recalling 277,000 pickup trucks and cars in the U.S. because of potential driver visibility problems stemming from the rear-view camera lens getting cloudy. The company says the anti-reflective lens on the camera can degrade and cause a cloudy image. The recall covers certain F-250, 350, and 450 trucks, as well as the Lincoln Continental. The vehicles, all from the 2017 through 2020 model years, have a 360-degree camera system. Ford says it's had more than 880 warranty reports in the U.S. because of the issue. Dealers will replace the camera at no cost to owners. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
The U.N. Weather Agency is predicting the phenomenon known as La Nina is poised to last through the end of this year, a mysterious triple dip, the first this century, caused by three straight years of its effect on climate patterns like drought and flooding worldwide. La Nina is a natural and cyclical cooling of parts of the equatorial Pacific that changes weather patterns worldwide, as opposed to warming caused by the better-known El Niño. I'm Lisa LaSera, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.